This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. No comment is not a phrase, I believe, that has ever come out of the mouth of the subject of this next story, Donald J. Trump by name. I apologize for having to mention him, but Trump and his business partner Macy's are the targets of a big online petition asking Macy's to stop selling Trump clothing and perfume. First of all, Trump perfume? And second of all, well, here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Nearly 500,000 people have signed Angelo Carasone's petition.
Apparently, a lot of people also feel the same way about Macy's magic as I do.
Carasone says he's loved Macy's since he was a kid and took action when he noticed the department store was aggressively promoting brand Trump, which he doesn't think fits with brand Macy's.
The big final straw was that big $5 million stunt.
If Barack Obama opens up his college records and his passport applications and records, I will give to a charity of his choice, $5 million.
Trump's products have reportedly been big sellers for Macy's, but the Donald's brand is changing, says marketing consultant Faith Popcorn.
He used to be a lot more elegant and a lot more of an icon, but what he's bringing to the brand is negative political kind of backlash.
That could hurt Trump brand sales and alienate Macy's fans, says Dan Chabelle, founder of Millennial Branding.
Donald Trump's name is his brand. If people don't like what he stands for, they're not going to buy his products.
Macy's pokes fun of Trump, asking to see Obama's birth certificate in its new holiday ad, where Trump doubts Santa's identity and insists on tugging his beard.
Let me see for myself.
Oh, go ahead. Pull it.
Neither Trump nor Macy's answered requests for comments, but the Donald tweeted today that his cologne, Success by Trump, was the perfect Christmas gift. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.